I'm so shocked you guys didn't play XD. Because that was right around when Stadium came out. Right after, I think. Like, sometime after. But that was probably the closest you would get to the anime.
Well, it's because nothing could get bigger than Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that was the closest you could get because it was an actual RPG, its own story and everything. Mm-hmm. And that was such a fun game. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun. The animation was so cool, watching all the Pokemon like react mm-hmm. to stuff. And like actually use their moves or actually move and try to hit the Pokemon and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
Alright, Pokemon, if you're listening, please do something like Pokken Tournament with that movement for RPG.
That'd be so dope.
I mean, I guess it does take a lot of work to do that. But, like, look at all the RPGs coming out now. They're all real-time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing is turn-based anymore. Barely. Right? Like, how sweet would it be if you could just freestyle attack Pokemon?
Like, I could dodge moves that I know I can dodge.
Yeah. Who cares? Who cares about type advantage now?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, like, your experience in fighting.
Right, because when you look at the anime series itself, right, there's always a type disadvantage sometimes, right?
Yes.
But for some reason, like, let's say Pikachu, right?
The one, yeah, disadvantage.
Like, when, was it Pikachu against Onix?
Yeah.
It's Pikachu when he fought Onix,
Brock?
Yeah.
Fought Brock?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Pikachu won, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, how?
In that the game, that would be really cool to use, because in that one, in the anime, right, he set off the sprinklers with his... Imagine being able to use your environment, too.
That would be really cool.
You need to make a game.
I need to... Dude, I'm telling you, like, I told Aaron, I always have these amazing, like, game ideas.
Even if it's just, like, one idea.
I just want to, like, pitch my idea to somebody. And then, like, they can pay me.
Well, you can copyright or trademark your ideas. Trademark your idea and then give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Get a patent.
If they steal
real quick.
It, just sue them for millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Do it.
I have a lot of game ideas.
Present it to Shark Tank.
Yeah, right. But yeah, like being able to overcome type disadvantage and using your whatever the environment gives you in a battle would be so sick.
That would be the game. That would be the Pokemon game that would set Pokemon to celestial level, and it would cement.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would definitely cement the Pokemon franchise as, like, if you didn't play this game,
there's something wrong
with you.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so dope, dude.
I'm super happy about that because I can actually play it.
But we get another Pokemon just Snap. Which, I'm not mad about. Mm-hmm. I love. I'm, like, super, super hype about. Especially because that's, like, my career.
Yeah.
Not taking pictures of Pokemon, but just taking pictures.
Did you play the first one?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it. I played, like, a friend's copy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, can I just keep game?
And the first time I played it, I didn't understand what I was doing. I was just like, click, click.
Yeah,
click,
yeah, click. Yeah. Like, you didn't know, like, the nuances of, like, taking the
I thought
picture.
It was just literally just, okay, we're just gonna go you around find and it? Just drive pictures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then, like, later down, like, the game where you have to, like, throw apples at, like, certain areas to make Pokemon come out, I was like, so cool.
Or making
cool.
the legendaries pop up, like, throwing into the volcano, like, an apple, or, like, the smoke to, like,
you have to
them.
Throw, like, a certain amount.
Ultras would come out, or, like, one of them would come out of an egg, or, like, you would see Mew. Oh, that was cool. I thought that was really cool.
And I don't think I ever had, like, a guide. I usually always just, like, ask a friend, like, how'd you do that?
Mm.
But, like, other stuff you had to find out for yourself. I miss those times. Those were good days.
Yeah.
But now they're coming out with a new one on the Switch.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
I wish it came out now.
When is it coming out?
Nobody knows yet.
Oh, so they haven't even released.
There's no actual... It's still in development.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably going to be like 2 years from now, maybe.
Dang, that's a long
minimum.
Time.
Yeah.
I think time's going to fly by, but still, that feels like such
Did
a long
Did you ever
time.
Play the dungeon games?
Heck yeah. Mystery
Rescue Dungeon,
Dungeon,
is that what it's called?
Mystery Dungeon.
Mystery Dungeon.
Pokemon Mystery
Those look
Dungeon.
So sweet.
That was so... I thought that was so much fun because there were even an anime of it.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was Squirtle was the
That's
one.
So cute.
It was either Squirtle or something. There was and they like talked like regular humans because
I think you're right.
The basis around it was like you were a human, but maybe it was because you're just in a big dream where you think you're a Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Pokemon talking now.
And like in the game in the game, the way you become a Pokemon is based on your personality type. And so it's really cool because it really felt like that's the type of Pokemon you are.
Oh.
Because it's like, are you this kind of person? Like, how would you do if your friend did? It's like asking you all these personality questions. And then you would become a set of Pokemon that they have for you to be.
What if you became like a doo-doo ass Pokemon?
You actually can become a really cool Pokemon.
A lot of like the really serious like players, they figure out like the perfect combinations to get like the best choice.
Yeah.
Best choice.
Or like the choice you want, you can follow this and you'll get this choice. Mm-hmm. But if you just choose it and then you get a random, the first time you do it, it's like, that's the kind of Pokemon I am.
But that's not fun though. Like when you know, like if I answer these certain qualities.
It's not truthful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I never, I always just answered the way I wanted to and whatever I got, I was like, oh, heck yeah.
I usually get like doo-doo like choice.
You like find out like, do I suck as a person? My choices suck.
When I got Cyndaquil, I was so happy. That was such an awesome moment. And then, like, the way you can evolve, it's like there's a certain area. And you can't evolve the whole entire game. I think it's still post-game, but you can actually start evolving your character, which was really cool. So the whole game, you're
usually
the first,
just the basic form, right?
Basic form, but you become really strong. And, like, you would face legendaries. And I think that's the one thing I never I think I completed one mystery dungeon. Because it was hard. It was actually really hard. The dungeons got really hard, especially near the end of the game. And then, like, the one where it was Diamond and Pearl, you would face... So there was another form of Legendary. It was Primal Forms. And so that's the other thing. People are expecting... This is a little bit off topic. People are wanting the Primal Forms of Diamond and Pearl to come out. Like, the RPG game, the spinoffs. Because people really want Primal Dialga. Because he looked so... cool.
Yeah.
He was like red and he had like all these red like lines on him to show like he was even tougher than before or something. And like, but yeah, you could face him at the end. And so you could get him, I think, on your team, but I never knew how and I never
knew what
him.
Primal forms are.
Yeah, that's in a whole other thing in Mystery
Is
Dungeon.
That his final form?
I don't know. It was like just his own form in the game.
So I remember reading like a chart of actual. The strongest Pokemon tree. And isn't like Dialga and like
Dialga, Arceus? Palkia, Arceus.
They're like Giratina. Because they're gods. Right?
Those are the god Pokemon in the game.
They're like the top.
Yes.
Under them is like Mew. Because she's like the original one.
And can use any.
But I remember seeing like people breaking down like the different forms of each legendary. Yeah. When they were talking about primal ones, I was like,
Primal Dialga, he looks so good.
I'm like, what?
I'm like, what?
I'm still waiting for when Pokemon actually introduce Primal Dialga into the game, if they ever do it to the RPGs, because that'd be so cool.
Well, that was the other thing that the chart was saying, too, is like, this won't include Primal versions of the Legendaries, because those are too OP.
Yeah, they're too OP. Because in Mystery Dungeon, it's so hard to beat Primal Dialga, because he's the last one to face in that Mystery Dungeon that I played. But yeah, he's super OP.
Damn. In a way, that's really cool. I think that's cool, like, if they have their own primal version. But, like, a completely, like, universal different version. Like, with Dark Lugia. Like, what?
Yeah, that was just its own thing. Another completely different... Yeah, there's so many different universes. There's a Mystery Dungeon. I guess you could say universe. There's the... mainstream RPG universe, there's the, I guess,
anime universe.
XD universe.
Oh my god.
And then there's the Pokemon Ranger universe.
Oh, yeah, so you said you wanted to talk about that.
Pokemon
Ranger,
that game, personally, I don't know if anyone really liked it. I loved that game.
Why?
The way that you did it, you didn't catch Pokemon with Pokeballs. The trainers were like Rangers, and so you, in the game, since it was DS, you had to like, I don't
use
know
your stylus?
Use your stylus to capture them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so you'd catch them, but they're not technically yours.
Like you...
So you're like a park ranger,
tamming
your animals.
You're taming the Pokemon.
Okay.
And then you... Yeah.
You're literally a park ranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you tame them, you could use them, but you...
You don't own them.
You don't own them. You can only use them a certain amount of times or something during the... When you befriend them. Yes. It's like... It's more like befriending than actually capturing them.
The Pokeball. You hypnotize them.
Yeah.
With your...
Make them my slave, and then I let them go.
It's been a while since I've played that, so I don't remember too much, but that game was a lot of fun. The whole storyline was its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Character looked completely different. It felt like it was in its... It was its own universe and whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of fun. That came out on the DS, I think... Maybe two games came out of Pokemon Ranger, mm-hmm. I think I played the original. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was its own universe too, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I don't know why I randomly thought of this, but in, excuse me, Mewtwo Strikes Back, the opening battle.
I'm trying to remember the opening.
With Donphan.
Okay.
They never mention anything about Gen 2,
uh-huh.
And then you see this guy, and you're like, what?
Wait,
Donphan was in?
Donphan was in Mewtwo Strikes Back. The very first fight.
Oh, he...
Remember? Yeah. He does rollout?
Yeah.
And you're like, who the hell is this guy? Who is this Pokemon? And this was, like, way before they introduced Gen 2. Just to add to the confusion.
Yeah.
And loop or a plot hole of Pokemon. I don't know. I randomly thought about that for some reason.
And then, like, the copy versions of the Pokemon, where they had a completely different design.
Oh, the Mewtwo's?
Those
clones?
The clones, yeah.
Wait, so Mewtwo had clones?
Mewtwo?
Because he's a clone of Mew.
Yeah, we all know he's a clone.
And so they made clones of...
There's more clones of the clone?
No.
No, of different Pokemon, like Charizard, Blastoise.
I wonder what happened to them.
They left with Mewtwo.
No, I know, but I wonder
Talking about those clones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, from the movie. I thought you were saying... You made it sound like there was, like, clones of Mewtwo.
No.
Well, no, there's all...
there's the Mega Evolutions of Mewtwo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mewtwo X and Mewtwo Y.
And they look ugly as crap.
They were so ugly. I have to look this up. Both of them, like, either design, they were just both bad.
Yeah. Like, they made his forehead even bigger.
And then the other one, they made him look super bulky and, like, weird looking.
One of them looks cool.
Wait, which one? Let me see.
X or Y?
I don't know what it is. I'm looking at that right now.
Freeze as his final form.
Looking at that right now. But no, X actually looks pretty cool.
Looks cool because it looked like he got like an armor upgrade.
I like X a lot better than
like if Mewtwo were to be split into gender, X would be like the male and then Y would be like the female.
Yeah.
And in the X movie, definitely looks cool.
Yeah, Y is more of like his like Mew form.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like the sausage fingers that he has.
The ball fingers were already enough.
Yeah. I like his Frieza.
Frieza's the final.
Oh my god.
Mewtwo Z.
That's funny.
But yeah, that was great. The thing. And then.
Did they explain how he got to X and Y?
There was the movie where they introduced Mewtwo in there.
Oh.
And then I remember now. Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. Alpha Sapphire. That's when they introduced primal forms.
Is that a game?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how.
There's another Ruby on top of Ruby.
It's the remake with Mega Evolutions. That's how I got to play Ruby and Sapphire that gen. Primal forms of Kyogre and Groudon. That's how they introduce primal forms into the mainstream.
Dude, Kyogre and Groudon are dope.
Their primal forms are even more dope.
He's black, right?
No. Pull up a picture. Groudon? You'll see primal Kyogre and primal Groudon. And then Mega Rayquaza. He was even cooler.
Is it Rayquaza or Rayquaza?
I say Rayquaza.
Rayquaza?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, pull up those three. Because they look really cool.
Do they look like the original? They just look like they have lights on them?
Basically.
Because they just look like the regular, but they just look like
Like they got LED strips.
Like imagine Unicorn Gundam, right? But then when he goes into
what's it called? Not Berserk.
Destroy mode. Destroy mode.
Oh, when he gets the red, that's primal.
No, it's like their scales just go.
Yeah, that's how I imagined it. Yeah. That's how I look. And what was the other Rayquaza?
Mega Rayquaza.
He's black.
No.
When does he ever black?
Shiny.
Shiny.
Yeah, Shiny Rayquaza is really cool.
Oh, let's talk about Shiny. Oh, yeah, he looks sweet.
Yeah, he gains like 70 feet. Gets even longer.
Who's the Pokemon that Rayquaza fights in the movie?
Deoxys.
Like, stupid alien?
Deoxys. Yeah. You can catch him too.
Deox
like
sucks.
Normally.
It is. So weird.
Yeah. You actually have to fight him. So the story becomes a little bit different because of Mega Evolution and Primal forms. You have to face Deoxys in a weird way on Mega Rayquaza.
Is there always like a villain legendary after a certain point?
I'm trying to think.
Because Deoxys was one. Right?
Deoxys was one. In,
oh, I guess Mewtwo would be one.
Mewtwo would be one. In the Johto region, I don't know who would be. I mean, I guess Lugia and Ho-Oh, but they're not really villains.
No, but is there one like...
In Sinnoh?
Deoxys was which game?
Deoxys was Hoenn.
No, what game?
Oh, Deoxys...
Ruby and Sapphire?
Yeah.
Was there a villain legendary after that?
In Sinnoh, it would be Giratina.
And then after that?
Black and White. Kyurem.
Oh, so there is one. Oh, okay.
And then X, Y, and Z, it would be Zygarde, technically. Because it's always the third iteration of the game.
Oh.
Would technically be, like, the villain, you could say. Mm. But then Sun and Moon, it was the Ultra Beasts that were the villains. Because that was the actual main plot of the story.
Oh, okay.
I don't ever remember catching him.
Who? Deoxys.
Did you play that one?
Yeah, and I played that one.
Deoxys, huh. You couldn't catch him. In Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, they made so that you catch Deoxys normally. Like, it's given to you in the story.
As part of the game.
It's part of the game.
But the original one you did.
Original, I think it was different. There was a different way to catch
him. You just kill him.
I don't even remember encountering.
Yeah, because it's not a part of the story, I don't think.
Oh.
Because I did get Rayquaza.
I could be wrong, though.
Yeah.
But I don't remember getting Deoxys.
If I remember correctly, you do have to catch Deoxys in a different way.
Mm.
Post-game, I think.
Okay. What was I going to say?
Shinies.
Oh my god.
Shiny Charizard.
Everyone has a shiny.
I never had one.
No, I'm saying every Pokemon has a shiny.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
The way to get them is so freaking painfully.
I've never
absurd.
Had a shiny.
Like, it's crazy how there's like an encounter rate.
Yeah.
And then a catch rate. So the encounter rate is like you will run into a shiny normally, like in the grass. The odds are like 1 in 6,400.
And it depends on the Pokemon too.
And then it depends on the Pokemon.
Depending how like if they're rare, common, legendary.
So crazy.
Pseudo legendary.
Yeah. And then the catch rate is like even more abysmal.
Yeah.
But then, like, people develop, like, methods to, like, increase that. I mean, they're, like, in-game items that you can
the
get
shiny
to
charm.
Shiny
but
charm.
But you have to get that after, I think, completing the Pokedex.
Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, the Masuda method where you trade.
For a foreign Ditto.
You trade for a foreign Ditto.
Oh, when they introduce breeding.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I ever did a shiny hunt for, like, any... The first time I even, like, realized there were shiny Pokemon, I have Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu. I ran into a shiny Rhyhorn.
Really?
I was like, what is this brown poop-looking Rhyhorn?
Yeah.
But it was, like, sparkling.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm gonna catch it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Found out later it was a shiny. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I want to try and catch the other one. What was it? I wanted to get, like, a Squirtle, which is, like, super hard. Like, his encounter rate was freaking crazy. I remember... Oh, no, I first tried doing the Mewtwo. Because you encounter Mewtwo, like, the normal game in the cave. So you'll know if he's a shiny after, like, the encounter animation. He's, like, green. Like, mm-hmm. His belly's green.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, the only method I knew was just, like, resetting the game and encountering him again. I'm pretty sure I did, like, 600 soft resets. Didn't even see him once.
I didn't even.
Well, obviously, I didn't see him once because I would have caught him, but. After that, I was like, yeah, F this. I'm just gonna. If I run into him, I run into him.
Yeah.
So yeah, and crazy. Then there's like. In the games, there can be shiny locks.
Oh,
so like
yeah.
The first encounter of the legendary, like when it's a part of the game, you cannot get it as a shiny.
Right.
You can only do it after if you like kill it on accident, mm-hmm. and you can get it next time. Then you can do it and get the shiny version. But yeah, so, I tried once.
So shiny hunting is like the new, like meta. End game gameplay. And like when I watch streamers, like their counter of like, you know, this is how many times I've encountered the Pokemon. They spend days, months.
Yeah.
Even with like the proper, like the shiny charm.
It's luck at that point.
They have the right like they set themselves up like correctly to like encounter it.
It's yeah.
Like, it Pokemon really is just getting luck. So crazy. And it's funny because, like, shiny encounters, I think you can... Shiny hunting was actually introduced in the second game.
Yes, because...
Like, you could actually run into shiny Pokemon in the second gen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't. I don't think
I remember my friend had, like, a couple shinies already at that point. And I was like, dude, how?
Yeah.
And I tried it, and I was like,
it's like random. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know, like, I never knew it at the time. Like, maybe I did run into one.
And you just didn't know. You were just like,
nah, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. You're weak. Yeah. Pokemon's come a long way.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
So, like, okay. What is one of, like, if you can... remember any point from any game, like what is one memorable moment you had from a game?
Pokemon.
Well, I'll give you guys a minute to think about it, because I actually have one.
Okay.
So for me, it's the original, was it original red? Yeah, original red, that you can catch Mew, right? I remember catching Mew. I was so happy about it because I was like, dude, I'm about to destroy this game now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember playing and leveling up Mew. And then I remember like I stopped playing for a while. Right. And then I was like, you know, I kind of want to revisit
mm-hmm.
Pokemon Red. This is maybe at least a couple years now.
Oh, okay.
So I revisit the game. I load it up. I'm like, oh, ready to see my Pokemon ready. Like, just play again. And I load it up. And then I'm like, looking at my list of, like, my six Pokemon, mm-hmm. I'm like, why the F is there a Diglett in my game? I think something glitched in my game where, like, I lost Mew and it became a Diglett.
Oh, my.
It became, like, a Diglett, but it still had Mew's moves.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was so salty about it.
I would have been so pissed.
Even till this day, like, even talking about it, I'm so salty about it. But, like, yeah, that was, like, one of my most, like, memorable moments from,
freaking
like,
Diglett,
playing Pokemon.
Poop dirt.
Yeah, I was so baffled because I came back and I was like, okay, I'm ready to just, like, start up, play with Mew, like, mm-hmm. battle, right? We're mm-hmm. about to battle. I think I went to the Kanto League,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was like, I'm going to battle and just destroy these people. I was like, dude, what the hell is this Diglett doing in my...
Like the same level and everything?
Mm-hmm. Same level, same movesets, everything. But it was the character icon was a Diglett. And I'm like, what?
It's not a
what
Mew.
What happened? Yeah,
it's not a Mew, it's an Ew.
It's an Ew. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's one of my I would say most memorable moments. It's not one of my favorites, but it's really memorable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Memorable one. I have to like dig deep for this.
Like any moment where you're like, yes, like I finally did it, or like I finally caught you.
Hey. Oh, I have one. Mystery Dungeon, when you finally beat Primal Dialga. Because, like, you get to actually control the Pokemon, and it's, like, turn-based dungeon game. But, like, the animation, there wasn't really too many animations except for the Pokemon moving to hit.
Is it, like, an RTS? Or is it like, Fire Emblems?
It's like Fire Emblem.
So you have, like, set amount of movements
yes.
you can do?
Yes. Okay. So, like, well... Every time you move, once you move, they'll move. And then, like, there's certain, I think, items where you can move more than one space
so you're
before
not just
the other guy moves.
You're not just stationary like the normal game. Okay.
No. You're moving around. You have a bunch of items. You have this thing called an explosive seed where you chuck it at the guy, and it has an explosive animation Whoa. On the Pokemon, and it does so much damage.
Nice.
But, like, he's so beefy. It takes a good 5-10 minutes.
Do you see his health bar?
No, you don't. You don't know his health bar.
So you don't know.
I like games like that.
Yeah, you don't know
his health bar. And an explosive seed does like 150 damage or something like
but
that.
But do they give you like some kind of like indication like I'm doing so much damage that he's tiring out? Or it's just like, you know,
yeah,
how
you have like bosses have like that halfway point where you mm-hmm. know you're getting to the end.
Yeah.
Or like you see them like kind of fatigue mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, no. He's just the same the whole time.
So you're just like that character.
That's
but
like
you
Dark
just
Souls.
And you just see, because you just
don't
see,
know, dude.
Because you just see your health and your partner's health.
Right.
Dang.
And so you have to keep healing yourself. You so throw like a, because seeds were introduced into that game
mm-hmm.
that you can use like power you up, make them angry or agitated, or like make them fall asleep or paralyzed. And like, it takes so long. I kept trying. I took way too long to mm-hmm. finally beat him, but when you finally beat him, you see the animation when he falls down, and then it cuts into the actual like scene of you guys talking to him
yeah.
and how he's like tired out, and it shows him on the floor like not asleep, but it looks like he's asleep.
Wait, so does it like do you have to reach a certain health point for him, or like can you like accidentally kill him off?
It reaches a certain I guess.
Okay, so there's a certain point, but you just don't know when you're at that point.
You have.
Okay.
You'd have to probably like log every hit point that you did
yep.
to calculate mm-hmm. like
how much
his
you've
actual
done.
Health point.
Okay, because I was thinking it was gonna be like actual like Pokemon game where like you know with the health bar.
Yeah.
Like even though it's low, you can accidentally like
yeah.
kill it off.
Yeah.
No,
make
you
it
don't
faint, yeah.
kill the Pokemon. They faint
mm-hmm.
and then they just like retreat or whatever. But like this game, it's so crazy because like you have the actual moves, Pokemon moves. And they could be really strong, but then there's also the typing advantage.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was Turtwig facing against him, and my grass moves were doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
like 20, 30 health to him mm-hmm. and stuff. But then my partner was really, I think he was Dragon. And you can interchange your partner.
Yeah. yeah.
So, like, when you're going through the dungeons, you could fight a Pokemon, and if you beat them, they might join you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you could face like a Flygon, fight it, and then after you kill it, you have a chance of a little cutscene of it talking to you, like, "Oh hey, I want to join you."
You like persuaded it with your.
You persuade it, yeah.
I totally destroyed you. You want to join my team?
Exactly. No, it basically is that, and so you can get a bunch of Pokemon, and you can keep switching them out with who you want to have with you to play. Mm-hmm. And so being able to do that, and just I don't know, when it finally happened, it was so epic.
Have you played the new one?
No.
I
only
really
played
good.
The demo.
Huh?
I only played the demo version.
Oh.
When it came
good?
Out on the 3DS. And then there's a dungeon rescue on the Switch, I think.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I haven't played it yet. Mm. I might, because it looks fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was one of my most memorable moments, because it was so epic.
Me? In the game? Or, like, in any game?
definitely, well, one of them would definitely be beating France in the Chansey egg game, because she used to be, like, godlike.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, that one rare moment where you can actually beat her.
Yeah, I, like, I'm telling you, like, I spent hours perfecting it. Like, the timing and, like, knowing, like, when to, like, really, like, you could, like, quick switch while catching that egg instead of just waiting for it to get there.
He was literally, like, training every day.
Yeah,
he trained pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And he challenged the master and defeated the master. You're a real-life Pokemon.
Pokemon League trainer. Master. Yeah. Champion. I want to say, like, the, like, consistently the most memorable would be Pokemon Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the minigames. Because we would play that. Get back home from school, finish our homework, or neglect it, and play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have another memorable moment.
I mean, I guess definitely defeating the Elite Four for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah, that's satisfying.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. You just feel like all the hours you put in the game, and then you finally, especially, like, for me, like, when I got to, like, the Elite Four for the first time, and I didn't get it on the first try.
Yeah.
But going through it again, you just feel so satisfied.
Yeah, like, I definitely didn't beat it on the first try. There was no way. Realizing, like, you didn't know what their levels were going to be, so you weren't sure if you were under-leveled or not.
And if you didn't really know the game and who they were, you didn't understand what kind of Pokemon types they had. So you went in pretty much blind.
Super blind. So I definitely didn't beat them the first time, and then, like, I don't even think the second time. That's when I was like, I have to level these guys up. I just don't know where.
Like, level them up, and then you have to get the right... Again, at the time, it was, like, all about types. So you had to level up, and then you had to get the right type.
Like, you really have to curate your team. And it wasn't, like... Like, now, it's so easy to switch your teams.
Yeah.
You don't never have to go to your PC. You can just do it, like, on the fly.
Yeah.
But then... Oh, well, was it... When you're fighting them, you could switch, like, your team up after defeating one person, right?
Oh, wait, no.
In the old ones, you can't.
In the old ones, you can't. I'm saying the new ones.
For Sword and Shield?
Yeah.
When you're fighting, you can't change.
No, but I'm saying...
Like, their Elite Four or whatever it was, you couldn't change. Once you had your team, that was it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Outside of that, you could always switch, because you could access your PC through the Rotom.
No, but in, like, the what you were saying before, like, you had that was it. That was your team. That was
whatever six you had was what you were going with.
So then doing that for the first time was just like, holy crap.
Yeah, doing it first time is like, it's fun because, like, one, you don't know what to expect. And then two, it's like, even if you're, like, at a disadvantage and then you make it through, you're just like, all right, made it through one. I got to make it to the next three.
Yeah, right.
And then, like, you always had to stock up on, like, potions and stuff.
Always.
Because, like, post-battle, you're just like, okay, gotta
getting
reset.
The full restores
or revive. Like, holy crap. Like, the timing of, like, getting the revive off before your last Pokemon dies, is like,
Like, sometimes it was always a gamble.
Always.
Like, should I do it now, or should I wait one more turn?
Or, like, let's say, like, after, like, a couple times, like, you knew, you obviously know, like, the sequence of, like, the Pokemon they're gonna use. Like, you get the right person, or the right one in, you kill that first one off, or the second one off, before switching out. That was the gamble, too. You're like, oh, I'm at, like, a little bit less than half, but I know I could kill that next one in the first hit.
Yeah.
Should I, like, heal now? Yeah, risk it, or should I just heal up or whatever?
Or when you're, like, confused or paralyzed, but you have to attack or else you
know
you're going to die.
Dude, those were the worst.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially if, like, you know you're at the right amount of health. If you hit yourself, you're dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That would definitely be, like, I think that would be number one, is facing and beating the Elite Four for the first time.
I think the hardest one, personally, out of all the games, and from the old ones up to now, the Sinnoh region.
Really?
That was so hard. I just remember, because I just have, that's the one I remember the most, because I kept trying and trying and trying, and it was so hard.
Yeah.
because, like, I don't know what it was with their Elite Four, but, like, the AI just knew what to do all the time. Just like, what is going on here? Even with some of the type advantages, they would just be super beefy.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like that was when it started to get into the individual stats. Really, really started to matter. Gosh, and then facing the champion. Because it would be different, two different people. You would face Cynthia, and then it would switch to another, I think. Oh, no, it was just Cynthia. But still, that was super hard. Steven was Hoenn.
Sure. I don't remember.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I hated about the Elite Four 2, though? When you learn about their type, they have a Pokemon that's, like, completely not the type.
Yes.
And you're, like, you prepared to fight that type, and you're just, like...
that one random that they
have. What the hell? Dude, especially Lance. Lance. What a beast. But every time he... or I just remember, like, he didn't have a dragon type. I forgot who it was in the first one. It's that one non-dragon type. That would be the one that would stall me. And, like, chip away at, like, my different Pokemon. Mm. And if I knew I didn't beat that one quick enough.
I think there was one where I was fighting him, right? And I killed off maybe, like, they get 6 too, right?
They, is it? I'm pretty sure they all get 6, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I killed all 5, and then it got to that last one, right? And I was like, all right, I'm feeling good. I still have, like, 4 Pokemon left. Dude, I'm ready. I'm about to win this league. And he pulled it out. I forgot what Pokemon it was. But yeah, it was that
one. That, like, random, like, one that doesn't really fit.
I got reverse swept, dude. Holy crap. Like, oh my god, what the heck just happened?
Mm-hmm. Right, because the order that they throw it out isn't always the same.
Isn't always the same, yeah.
Dude, his freaking 2 Dragonites.
Oh, I know. Gosh, the first time that happened to me, I was like, okay, I got through one Dragonite. Yeah, I destroyed him. And he was like, oh no, but I have another one.
And it's stronger. And it's stronger. Like, significantly stronger.
And has different moves. And I'm like, what the
hell? Dude, oh, man. Fighting Lance was, or beating Lance was always so satisfying. This is my personal opinion, but it was way more satisfying beating him than Blue or Red or whoever it was at the end.
It was Blue. In the original Red and Blue.
Yeah.
I thought it depended on what game you had. So if you had Blue, you were playing Red. If you're playing Red, you faced Blue.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be, because technically your name's supposed to be whatever that one is. I found it way, way more satisfying beating Lance than the last guy. Because you kind of already knew the last guy. Well, the last guy's Pokemon.
Yeah.
And you always had the type advantage for his main one. So it was easy. Ugh. I wish Pokemon were real.
What Pokemon would you have?
Squirtle, duh. What the hell?
Okay, so if they were real, so this, I just thought about this just now. So if they were real, would they have to make it look real? Like, say,
like Detective Pikachu?
Detective Pikachu?
Oh, boy.
Which wasn't that bad.
I haven't seen it.
I was just gonna ask that after.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, okay.
But would you have it look like that? Like, make it look real, or have it like the animated style?
Anime style.
Animated style.
It has to be anime style.
But in our world, though, it'd have to be like...
I know. But I actually like the character design in...
Really?
Oh, yeah. It actually was, like, spot on. They just had to make it look a little bit hyper-realistic. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're, like, the scales, like, you have the sea, the fur, and stuff like that. That was a great movie.
Really?
You should watch it. It's actually really, it's really wholesome, too. And you should watch it. It's worth the watch.
I wanted to watch it.
Because Kat and I watched it, and we were, like, laughing our butts off. I think it's good.
And it's Ryan Reynolds.
It's Ryan
Reynolds. And it's Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds. And he voices Pikachu amazingly. Like, just for himself.
I don't know if I could, like, imagine him as Pikachu. I'd probably just see Deadpool playing Pikachu. Yeah.
No, but it's definitely worth a watch.
The mouse with a mouth.
Yep, the mouse with a mouth. I could feel it in my jellies. You'll know that line once you watch it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, what else was I going to talk about? I've never listened to, like, the soundtrack after Gen 1. I don't know if they even had a soundtrack after the anime or the Gen 1 anime. No. But that album forever slaps.
Because, dude, the Gen 1, like, you know the after the episode songs?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Like the one where they rapped all 150 Pokemon.
Yes.
That one, I think Team Rocket had their own song.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what other songs there were, too, but, dude, those were
bangers.
Banger song.
For sure. They don't do that anymore.
It's just the opening, I think.
The openings are whack.
Yeah.
Like, they're super whack. Okay, maybe Gen 2 is okay.
Gen 2 is good. I like Gen 2s.
But you cannot beat that opening guitar and drums. Yes. You'll never beat that. You'll never. If anybody tells me there's a better opening theme song than the first one, you'd slap in the face. With Pokeballs. I'll teabag you with Pokeballs.
He'll teabag you with his Pokeballs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Can't beat it. I can't remember the last Pokemon movie I watched. Besides, like, the reanimated
Mewtwo Strikes Back.
They changed up a lot of stuff.
I think the last one I watched, I don't remember the story, but I know I watched it. It was the one with Celebi in it.
Mm.
Oh, Celebi. Pokemon Forever? Suicune.
I don't remember.
Pokemon Forever?
Maybe?
I don't remember. I just know it had Celebi in it.
Mm.
And Celebi was, like, drying out.
Yeah.
She was literally, like, drying out.
Like, turning into a prune.
Oh, gosh.
I remember seeing, like, that part. Oh. Oh, God.
The last one I remember watching was the Mega Mewtwo.
Mega Mewtwo.
The X and Y version.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, there's a Mega Mewtwo now? Like, what the?
Too much already.
Yeah.
That's the last one I remember. Watching.
Yes!
He's trying it. Give the man some water.
She looks like a green Vienna sausage. You know how, like, Vienna sausage is, like, wrinkly sometimes?
Oh. Oh, my God. I could just imagine, like, if Celebi spoke English, right? He's like, water! Water.
It's like that one SpongeBob episode when he's in Sandy's place.
That's exactly it.
I don't need it.
I don't need it.
That's funny.
That is great. Poor Celebi. Ooh. That is a good one to close out on.
Oh, gosh.
There's way too many. We're almost nearing 3 hours.
That is a good question. So, question from our live studio audience was, what is your favorite Pokemon?
Mine's easy.
Cyndaquil?
No, Squirtle.
Yours? Oh, Squirtle.
Ooh, wow.
Our studio audience says Lapras.
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 Lapras is a good one.
Gigantamax
Lapras
is
like that
really
one
cool
Pokemon that actually, like, shows up in, like, almost every show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Which is kind of weird, but yeah. Lapras is a good one.
That's hard. So many that are like...
Okay. Let's go by type.
Okay. But there's like... let me pull up a list of Pokemon.
Let's go with just like the three basic ones.
Three basics? Okay, so
three basics,
grass, water...
Grass, water,
this
fire.
This makes it hard because I've played every gen.
And that's your fault.
Roasted.
Nobody asked you to play all of them, bro. They're all the same. Yeah, let's just keep it, like, pretty simple.
Okay, so let's start with fire, then.
Cyndaquil.
Mine's like a tie. I guess not really a tie, but because they're kind of both the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would be Charmander or Charizard.
Oh, so... Whichever one you choose, it includes, like...
Okay, so then, yes, Charmander.
Yeah.
What if it's just, like, one version of it?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, gosh.
Fire, fire, fire. Litten.
I mean...
What a name.
Litten wasn't bad.
Yo, that cat is lit.
I thought it was cool. I really like Litten.
What? Huh?
That's not the candle one.
Litten is the kitten. Because it rhymes.
Duh. Litten?
Sun and Moon.
Yeah, he was Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Litwick was black and white.
Wait, Litten was black and white?
Litwick. The candle.
Oh, Litwick.
Litwick.
Hello, Mr. Litwick.
Litwick. Litwick.
Ends up being a chandelier.
See, if I had that, if I played that game and I had that as my Pokemon,
I'd be pissed.
I named it Sia.
See you later.
Ooh, S-I-A, Sia.
Oh, Sia.
I'm gonna swing from the chandelier. Like, wow. I told you the other day, right? That ant Pokemon I called Durant. I named it Kevin.
Kevin, yeah, that's great. That's hilarious. What would your fire be?
The one that keeps popping into my head, because I love Cyndaquil. I love Charmander.
Now, you know what?
But...
No. Let's go through every type.
Every type.
Let's just go through every type.
Okay, every type, then. We're just doing type. But not like the mix. You know how like some Pokemon has like two types?
No, we're just doing a single type.
Single type.
Tepig. Oh, no.
So they could be part of either or.
Okay.
It has to be Tepig for me.
Tepig.
Fire type.
He's
the
cute.
First cute pig Pokemon.
Tepig is actually pretty cool.
I was so happy.
I kind of like Donphan though.
Donphan
as a pig.
Dope.
Elephant.
Yeah. Elephant pig.
True. But Tepig, because he was a starter. If he just didn't evolve, I would be super happy.
He's just like a mini pig. He's so cute.
Yeah, definitely Tepig for fire.
Studio audience, fire.
Cop out.
Trent Volver.
Cop out.
He said Charmander.
Grass.
Ah. What's a good grass? I never really enjoyed that.
Treecko.
Was a good one. Snivy's a good one. Snivy's a great one, actually.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
Snivy's so strong.
Yeah. Superior.
I guess I really loved when I had her as my starter.
Chikorita.
I liked Chikorita, but I specifically liked Bayleaf.
Bayleaf is sweet.
Bayleaf is
I love that evolved.
Was my
one.
Boo.
Mm-hmm.
I loved
Bayleaf.
Bayleaf. I loved her when I play like for my starter. I was like, yes, I will cherish you all the time.
Did you guys ever like whatever Pokemon like specifically like their second evolve? You never wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that was Wartortle.
Wartortle
really?
Was pretty cool.
Wartortle yeah. was the best.
Like, don't
me.
Get me wrong, Blastoise with the two cannons
is super
cool. But
super
come
sick.
On now,
Wartortle
with like
the
it
wing?
Looks like yeah, like the. It almost looks like cloud ears.
Yeah,
those were sick.
So sick.
I don't know if I had one.
What?
Grass.
The second evolution.
Oh, second evolution.
That oh, that she like liked and didn't want to pass. Yeah. Grass type.
But come on, a Quilava was pretty cool.
Yeah, Quilava.
Come
was
on
really
now.
Cool. But I like Cyndaquil and then Typhlosion.
Dude, Typhlosion though. What a name.
Typhlosion is a cool name, but I still liked Quilava over Typhlosion.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Typhlosion was my guy.
Grass.
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 Bluegrass. It's rough, because, like, I never really got grass Pokemon.
Oh, true. I would have to say Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur?
Yeah. And then water. Squirtle.
Water. There's so many water types. I can't remember, like, all of them. But I know I definitely liked.
And I'm trying to not just think starters.
Yeah, me too. That's the thing. Like, I'm trying to not think starters.
Nah. Nobody beats Squirtle for me.
Water type.
That's my guy.
Jesus.
Well, we all know Aaron's is Lapras.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
What was one that I used on my team?
Wow, I just realized there's so many different types. Maybe we won't do all
types.
There's
a lot of types.
Let's just stick to those three, because it's a lot.
I think we should do those three, and then electric.
Okay, yeah, true. Like, the mainstays. Mm. Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. Ooh,
I really don't know water.
No, yeah, same. Like, I know I used a lot of water type Pokemon, but I just can't remember.
Mm.
Do that tough. And like Dominic, I don't want to say start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to continue to say starter time.
Psyduck.
Psyduck is underrated.
Super underrated. But he is loved. Golduck is the one that's underrated. Nobody ever says Golduck.
This is so tough. Okay, I got it. Kingdra.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Kingdra. I loved using Kingdra. Yeah. When they Seedra's introduced cool him. Too. Because it was Horsea and Seedra, and that was it.
And then Kingdra.
And then Kingdra came out. So cool.
Yeah, Kingdra.
And
really
it was
cool.
A water type that could use dragon moves, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so cool.
Even though a seahorse isn't a dragon.
Yeah.
Water type.
Ivan's going through, like...
Yeah, I have to, like, refresh my memory. Like,
yeah.
Ruby, and then let's see.
You know, as a water starter, I forgot Mudkip.
I said Mudkip.
You did?
Yeah, he said that earlier.
Oh.
When you were talking about Treecko.
The final form.
Oh.
Oh, Bailiff. Just so cool with, like, leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Well, dude, water type is. I almost wanted to say my red Gyarados that I caught.
Yep.
But I know that's Gyarados. Not my top favorite.
Mm. Oh, the red Gyarados is freaking sweet.
I was so happy when I got the red Gyarados.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
Lake of Rage?
Mm-hmm.
That was a little cool event.
Yeah, if I can't remember or find it, I'm just going to say red Gyarados. I'm just going to say red Gyarados.
All right, that's fine. All right. Electric type. Last one.
Oh boy.
Pikachu!
No, actually, Raichu.
Really? Alolan Raichu was mine. But that doesn't count.
It was going to be either Raichu or Zapdos.
I was going to say Zapdos too.
I have three tops.
Electabuzz is cool too.
Yeah. A little plug.
Mm-hmm. Elekid,
yeah. It's a little bit.
I have three top electric Pokemon.
You know what? Like, I'm gonna say Zapdos.
I think.
What's your three, Dominic?
It's Ampharos.
Oh, he's so cute.
I know. I loved having him on my team too.
Mm-hmm.
Luxray and Jolteon.
Who's Luxray?
It's Sinnoh region.
Oh.
Look it up. He looks really cool. Luxray was so much fun to have on the team.
I'm going to go Raikou.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, Luxray looks sick.
Yeah.
What?
Luxray.
Oh.
Looks dope. Yeah, I would say Zapdos, so you're...
Raikou.
Jolteon, Luxray, or...
Ampharos.
Aaron.
Really? Pachirisu?
Who's that?
How do you spell that?
The squirrel. Is it Pachirisu or Pachirisu?
Pachirisu.
This freaking squirrel. Ella squirrel.
It's cute.
Gen 4. Okay. Respectable. All right. Well, anybody listening? What would be your top? Grass, fire, water, and electric. We would love love to know. So follow us on Twitter. What's our Twitter handle?
It is baka2baka_pod.
Feel free to DM us or just whatever. However you can contact us, let us know. Let us know if you love Pokemon, hate Pokemon, whatever. Just follow, please.
Please
Onegaishimasu.
Please just follow. I don't know, friend. They're holding me captive.
That's why he's really here, because we're keeping him down here. Dude, this is actually the longest we've done the first episode.
This is.
Really?
We're about to be 3 hours.
Yeah, we did like 2.5.
Yeah.
For the first episode.
Mm-hmm. We could talk about Pokemon for a long
time. We did 2.5, and I think we did like 2. We did 2 with Katie. We also did a long one with Jacob.
Oh, yeah. We definitely did. And I felt like we barely did anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like we barely did anything here. But this was long.
I feel like there's still a lot you can talk about.
Hey, we had to make it for the technical difficulty times.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I mean, Pokemon's great. As story loophole-y, confusing as it is, I don't think I'll ever get tired of it. Like, maybe I'll, like, not get too heavily, like, into it. Like I did after, like, a certain generation. But I'll always come back.
Always come back to the gens that I know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not this trash Pokemon.
I'll be the old man hipster.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my day, Gen 1, Gen 2 were the best, no matter what you say.
Oh, so actually, this is what there's so much more to talk about. So the final question. If you were a character in Pokemon, like, what would you be?
Like a human?
Yeah, human character. So, you know, when you battled people, bug catcher, last. Like this old man, last.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Team Rocket.
Right.
I think I'd be one of, like, the swimmer dudes.
You definitely would be the swimmer dudes.
Oh, yeah, you'd definitely be a swimmer dude. Heck yeah.
Beach babes.
I would be... Well, let me see what the actual, like, NPCs were.
Other types of NPCs.
Yeah, Pokemon...
Yeah, I forget what their names are.
I mean, you could also pick gym leader if you wanted to.
Eh, I don't want that responsibility.
Really?
I want to be carefree. Bulbapedia says...
No, I definitely would want to be an Elite Four.
Elite Four?
I always love the Elite Four. How cool. Because they were so different from every other person.
I'd be a cool trainer.
Cool trainer.
Or a breeder.
Mm.
Yeah, I think
that's cool.
Probably
breeder would be cool, but no, Elite Four for me sure.
Yeah, or I guess they call him their breeder, not in Gen 1, or a tamer. I don't know, whichever one like just takes care of them, and not just necessarily train them. Although I would love to be a trainer, but
be Nurse Joy.
Yeah, be Nurse Joy. Be Officer Jenny. Yeah. I would be a breeder.
Or be the guy in the Pokemart.
Cashier.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Which Elite Four would you be? Like, which type would you want to be an elite of?
See, that?
Fire for me.
Fire, nice. They didn't have a fire.
I'd want to be like, oh god, what's the gym leader for...
Bane?
Blaine.
Blaine. Bane.
Bane. Oh, you come to die with your city.
The fire. You think the fire is your ally?
You think the fire is... I was born in fire. Molded by it. You come to die with your city.
I'd be Dragon.
Dragon?
Ooh, nice.
He'd be Lance. And yeah, he'd have that Lance.
Random. Yeah, yeah. And have that random...
He's Pikachu.
What would I be? I would probably be flying.
Flying is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been like a strictly flying?
No.
Nope. Because right. They're normal type. Cool. So. Like they're either flying types, either like normal or like dragon, right? I mean, there's fire.
Well,
too,
there's
but...
more now.
Hmm?
There's you could choose from for it to be flying, but it's not just flying. It's like flying dark.
Yeah, there's a lot of mix.
There's a lot of mix. Yeah, they're not like its own thing.
It's just flying by itself.
Yeah. Pidgeotto's my favorite.
Pidgeot's favorite flying type for sure.
Pidgey in like his evolved state. Pidgeot is the best.
I always wanted a Pidgeot in real life just so that I could get flying.
Right? Like the fact that he gets that big after Pidgeotto, it's like, damn. Yeah. I would get Pidgeot 100%. Ugh. How could you let him go?
He lets everybody go. That pisses me off.
Ash, you're messing up, bro. I wonder how many. Here's one question. How many has he actually caught?
You could probably actually check that in the anime. Whenever he goes
back
to Kanto.
Oh, yeah, we should guess.
Whenever he goes back to Kanto, you can see all the Pokemon he's caught in the. Because there's a pen that's kept where Professor Oak is.
Yeah. But let's take a guess how many he's actually caught.
Are we counting the duplicates like the bunch of Tauros he has?
No. It has to be just one, at least one of a Pokemon.
Like, how many Pokemon has he caught in his Pokedex? Not seen, but caught.
250.
Like, well, the problem is I haven't seen any of the newer stuff, so I don't know how many caught.
Adjust for inflation.
Okay,
I don't know.
I feel like 250 is too big.
I feel like that fool has barely caught anything.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say.
I'm going to say 175.
110.
I'm going to say 130.
Studio audience? 80. That's his answer. Did a lot.
What the heck?
How many?
I knew. I should have trusted my gut feeling.
Who's closest? 80, really?
This MF has only caught 71.
What?
What? Actually, I can only see that because the anime he does, it's not really about catching.
Wait. Wait. Oh, not how many he has, how many he's actually caught. 52.
What?
52.
He's only caught 52.
Really?
That's what the interweb says.
That may. That's a little strange.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Out of all the seasons of
let's count. Let's see, this person actually counts. Yeah, 52. Yeah. Yep. This fool is not catching them all.
He is not.
He doesn't want to be the very best. He's not living up to his name. Mm-hmm. Or to the catchphrase.
After the first gen anime, the gotta catch 'em all. Nope. Scrap.
False advertisement.
Yep.
So yeah, so his actual total like owned is 80. Cause that's including like the Tauros and the evolutions.
Yeah.
Bro, it's been 24 years. What are you doing?
I've caught more than
that. Yeah, I've caught like quadruple that.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But I guess playing into like the time frame, he's only 10 still.
But he's been everywhere.
I mean, I don't know. He doesn't have money. He loses the battles, loses money.
Is money really a system?
No.
Especially in the game now.
He legit has, like, unlimited Pokeballs.
That's what I'm saying. My man's not even trying.
This man caught more of one Pokemon than he has altogether. Almost. Isn't that crazy? What a loser.
This man's been going at it for 24 years. And he's only caught 52.
Oh my god.
He hasn't even caught the original 150. What is you doing, bro?
What are you doing, honey?
Bro, what are you doing? Wow, that blows my mind.
What a shame.
Sham.
Just a big disappointment.
What?
Oh, let's not also forget the fact that he let Squirtle go.
I should now have to look that up.
I'm pissed.
What? Pokemon. Pokemon.
But he never let go of Bulbasaur, right?
Dude. Which one has he let go?
Ash let go. Every Pokemon Ash Ketchum has released ranked.
Mm. Butterfree? Number one.
Number 7, Butterfree.
What? How dare they? That's number 1. That's so sad.
Number 6, Pidgeot. Wait, Pikachu? Oh, though temporary, this still counts. Okay.
Temporary does count.
Stupid.
Number 1's gonna be Charizard.
Oh, yeah.
Piopole. Piopole. Piopolo.
That's a funny way of spelling people. Piopole.
Piopole. P-I-O-P-O-L-E.
Piopole?
What? Wait.
It's a one-of-a-kind Ultra Beast.
Oh, that's why I don't know, because I didn't watch Sun and
Moon.
Lapras. Oh, I forgot he had a Lapras.
He did.
And he let that one go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he
did.
It
was really early.
Tragic.
Or like early-ish.
Dude, if he kept Lapras, he would have destroyed everybody.
Lapras is strong as crap.
Frick, stupid. What is this? A Goodra. A Goodra.
Oh, Goodra, the gooey dragon.
The gooey dragon, yeah. That was actually a good Pokemon. I really like that. That was like the pseudo-legendary.
A Greninja?
Yeah, he released Greninja.
Greninja was released the exact same episode as Goodra.
Yeah.
Like, oh, two at the same time? Are you kidding me?
What are you
and
doing?
They're both pretty OP.
Oh, you know what other Pokemon I love of his? Heracross.
Mm, yes.
Heracross was that bug Pokemon.
You mean the Mega Evolution of him too?
Huh?
Dude,
oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
Mega Evolution of him? Oh my
Heracross
god.
Heracross was dope.
Heracross was really dope. That was one of the coolest bug Pokemon.
Oh, so these are the ones he's traded. Is Apom, Raticate.
Mm-hmm.
Given away to other trainers, Beedrill, Charizard, Squirtle, Primeape. Temporary is Haunter,
oh, yeah,
Larvitar, Nebby, and then the ones he's had with Professor Oak, Bulbasaur, Kingler, Muk,
yep.
Tauros, Snorlax, Heracross, Bayleaf, Quilava, Totodile, Noctowl, Donphan, Swellow, Skeptile, Corphish, Torkoal, Glalie, oh. Staraptor, Torterra, Gliscor, Buizel, Infernape. Oh my god, there's a whole list.
How can I forget about my boy Torkoal?
I know, Torkoal.
That's my dude. See, I got best of both worlds. I got a water and a fire turtle. And a grass turtle.
Bruh.
Turtles rule the world. Turtle, tortoise, yeah. Whatever.
He needs to say he loves turtles.
And the one in Sword and Shield, too. The, like, fire dragon one.
He likes turtles.
I like turtles. I love turtles.
Are we still recording?
Yes, we are.
I like how
we kind of got like sidetracked again.
We just bring
I'm
it
so
back.
Sorry, whoever's listening, but not sorry because this.
Oh yeah, there's Dreadnought.
Oh, Dreadnought.
And then.
Nah, I hated seeing him so many times in the wild, man.
Agreed. It was so fun.
Yeah, so we can just all agree that we like Pokemon a lot.
Turtonator.
Turtonator.
Oh, he's dope.
He's actually
yeah,
really
he's dope.
Dope.
Yeah.
Turtonator. I named him Turt Reynolds.
Turt Reynolds.
Did you? Okay, so here's another.
Just say it.
Did you guys ever nickname any of the Pokemon you ever caught?
Or
you
just like, left it? That's what names? I was gonna ask.
Just anything. Or
oh,
just like
anything?
That's
yeah.
what I meant to
it
ask.
As original.
Not until recently, because I used to always be like, I don't want to rename him. I don't know
really?
Why.
If I really love the Pokemon that I have, like I feel like emotionally attached to it,
mm-hmm.
I'll give it a name.
I want to check my Sword and Shield, because I definitely did. I just don't remember who. I don't remember what name it was. Oh, duh. Sword and Shield has a Corgi one, so mm-hmm. I named him Milo.
Yes.
100%. And then I was sad that he evolved into...
Bolton or whatever.
Yeah, I was hoping it was gonna turn into like a bigger, fatter Corgi.
That's what I thought, and then he got skinny and big.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Milo. For sure.
And then it evolved into
And then it evolved into like a
what
Labrador.
Is the name? Bolton?
Bolton. Bolton.
Hold on, let me check.
you changed his nickname to Michael.
Bolton.
You're stupid. Dude, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes the names I came up with for my Pokemon were like puns.
This was Yamper, the one. The
That's
Corgi
cute.
One.
So cute,
That's
right?
Cute.
He was, yeah.
As soon as I was like, it's Milo in a
mm-hmm.
game.
Mm-hmm.
That was one I wish I didn't evolve.
Agreed. I wish he was just a strong, cute
Yeah,
Pokemon.
So what's the evolve form?
I'm checking.
Michael?
Boltund.
Yeah.
Boltund.
Yeah.
He was the one that he was the one that I nicknamed Milo to.
Boo. Get your own dog. No, yeah, I could see that. You should have named it Corey.
I know, but I didn't get a female.
Yeah. Yeah, Milo. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I've nicknamed other ones something else. Either because it was like I was emotionally attached to it, or I was like, you need a cool nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it was for jokes.
Or for the jokes,
I don't think I've ever done for jokes.
Really, I
know.
I would do some for jokes.
Penis.
I think I did that once.
Like you named Squirtle Squirt. Squirter.
Oh my god.
Or Shuckle. Like a bunch of peens and like a ball.
Or like Squirtle would be like Super Soaker. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have. I don't remember. I think I named my Let's Go Pikachu something different too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you go for Pikachu or Eevee?
I got Pikachu. Why would I get Let's Go Pikachu and get Eevee? Wait, could you? I thought you get Pikachu. Yeah, you can just get Pikachu.
Oh, so you did get Let's Go Pikachu.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good game. That was an easy game. Super
was
easy.
Was it easy?
Yeah. Oh, you've never played it?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, after Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum, it got easier.
Mm-hmm. Even Sword and Shield was easy.
Sword and Shield was
like
really
super,
easy.
Like, I breezed through that game in a day.
I was always... almost 10 levels ahead of like the trainer,
because it was so easy to level, because you level now by you get experience, you get a lot of experience for catching.
Oh really?
And it's
and
a
you
shared
know the
experience.
EXP share, you don't need the EXP share anymore, it's always shared now.
Nice.
Even when you're catching Pokemon, you get XP,
like not as much obviously as like battling, but yeah, like it didn't even matter if you like, well it did matter if you switched people out,
you would get more.
Yeah, you would get more whoever was actually battling, but man, it was easy.
Yeah, dude, I use the crap out of EXP share. Mm-hmm. Especially for, like, Pokemon that couldn't do any moves, like Magikarp.
Right.
And I just want to level it up so I can get the Gyarados.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I crap out of EXP share.
That's the one thing that was also said about Sword and Shield.
What?
It was easy.
Yeah, it was easy. But it was more of, like, the exploration.
Yeah.
And, like, catching stuff.
I just miss having a hard time facing the final people.
Dude, they were a joke. I didn't lose to any of them once. Yeah, it was bad. Like, it was bad in the sense of, like, it was too easy.
Yeah.
It really wasn't a challenge. Even facing, what's his name? Leon?
Leon, he was
super easy.
I thought he was gonna be really
even
hard.
His like Gigantamax Charizard. I was like,
yeah,
dude,
still super easy.
I just blew out your flame. Easy, yeah.
And I had Inteleon, so.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, I just bodied him.
Crazy.
I hope if the next one that comes out, they might make it harder.
Wait, who are the starters again for Sword and Shield?
Sobble.
Oh,
Score
yeah,
Bunny,
I got Sobble.
And Grookey. Yeah, yeah. Sobble, I had to grow on his evolutions.
I loved his evolutions. I don't know why everyone...
Inteleon I really liked, but the middle, it took a little bit.
Yeah, he was
bit.
Like a little emo frog.
Yeah. And then the last one, he's kind of like
He's like a spy.
A spy.
He's really cool. He's like a sniper spy.
Yeah.
God, his water moves are so sick.
And then his Gigantamax form is actually really cool. His tail gets really long, so it's like he's on a tower, and he's, like, sniping you.
Yeah. All right. thanks for sticking it this far. This is definitely the longest one we've had.
This is definitely the longest one. And we're really forcing ourselves to stop, actually.
yeah, we want to talk more, but
yeah,
we got to cut it off.
There's more Mystery Dungeon to talk about as well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much more to talk about Pokemon, like more in-depth stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, thank you for sticking around as always. Thank you for the support, our listenership. Really, really, really appreciate you taking the time out of your day, whether it's an hour and a half or two or three. Anything else you want to close out on?
No, not really.
Dominic?
Go to Temperance.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Oh,
the drop comes out July 24th.
Temperance.jpg.
Yep.
Next
Quality
Friday,
photos.
July 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Drop number two.
Check it out if you like some nice photos.
It'll be for 2 weeks. Like and subscribe. Thanks so much. Really hope you enjoyed this episode. We really enjoyed talking about Pokemon. I hope you love Pokemon as much as we do. And if not, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And so technical difficulties aside, I think I like this setup for recording.
IRL.
Not this Discord and we're like hundreds of miles away from each other.
Yeah. Dealing with internet difficulties. Mm-hmm.
Although I will say that besides our very first episode, we actually really, after we worked out those kinks,
mm-hmm.
we had no issue at all.
Between us, yeah, definitely mm-hmm. it's been like...
It's always just having that guest on with Discord.
Sometimes it can be a little
our
troubling.
Issue, but...
Well, yeah. Even if you're here.
Even if you're here, but still.
Yeah. But yeah, no, doing IRL, like I said, if you're like willing to do the drive...
I'm so down.
Like either every 2 weeks or even like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'm so down.
Let's do it.
I'm so down.
Because this setup is sweet.
I'm so down. It gives me more reason, actually.
To, like, get out.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
And chill with my cousin.
Facts. Super facts. Right? You'll be coming along. We need our live audience.
We all know he's coming.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we all know that guy wants to play with that guy.
Right.
Exactly.
And
maybe when you come next time, we can do the hike.
I'll have to bring hiking shoes. But...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely want to do more of this live.
Oh, wow. How did we not talk about that? We did a hike last week.
Oh, yeah.
And almost died. Well, we were super
You guys almost died. I was fine. Yeah.
I wasn't there. So.
Looking for Pokemon. People were actually playing
Always.
Pokemon Go. Yeah. Like when we were up. The first one.
Yeah.
There was like this little kid like, oh.
Yeah, I saw that kid.
There's a Pokemon here. Yeah. So. Yeah, again, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in the next episode.